Blog Talk Radio.
Platform and posters and stuff like that, and take a snapshot of it and keep it for mementos.
Uh-huh.
And if all goes well, maybe I'll be running in 2020. All right. So anyway, so hey, I want to thank you for listening to my concession speech, and we will go to. I've got a couple of things I want to read tonight, which is pretty good. One is just had it here. What happened to it? It's okay. I wanted to talk about the unions a bit tonight, and I'm going to do that in just a second. For some reason, I kind of lost that one. I don't know where.
There it is.
Where?
It just came up.
No, it will, but it. I just had it there, but it disappeared on me. But what I wanted to talk about quickly is I wanted to talk about how the unions are reacting to this win by Trump. And I thought I'd read this statement by work of the labor movement continues with fresh urgency. Trump's statement on the 2016 election. This was today. When he said this. Today, AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka released the following statement on the results of the 2016 presidential election. Donald Trump has been elected president. America is a democratic nation, and the voters have spoken. The AFL-CIO accepts the outcome of this election and offers our congratulations to President-elect Donald Trump. More than anything, this election is an indictment of politics as usual. For too long, the political elites have embraced economic policies that hold down wages, increase inequality, diminish opportunity, and ship American jobs overseas, while voters in both the primary and general election are delivered a clear message, enough. The president-elect made promises in this campaign on trade, on restoring manufacturing, on reviving our communities. We will work to make many of those promises a reality. If he is willing to work with us, consistent with our values, we are ready to work with him. You want to refinish it?
But make no mistake, we can never back down from our values. The presence of racism, misogyny, and anti-immigrant appeals caused damage in this campaign, and we must try to repair it with inclusion, decency, and honesty. As we move forward, the labor movement is committed to defending our American democracy. Ultimately, the fundamental duty of America's president, symbolized by swearing to uphold our Constitution, is to protect and preserve our democracy and the institution that makes it real. We hope to work with President-elect Trump to help him carry out this solemn responsibility. Regardless, America's labor movement will protect our democracy and safeguard the most vulnerable among us. This election is a statement about our broken economic and political rules. Therefore, the work of the labor movement continues with fresh urgency. The change voters cried out for in this campaign can be found by standing together in our unions. The election is over, but we are more committed than ever to helping working people win a voice on the job and in our democracy. We will never stop striving to represent everyone, fighting for basic human dignity, expanding our diversity, and growing our ranks to give working people a strong, united voice.
Well, so that was from Mr. Trumka.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're glad he's not as vitriolic as he was
a week ago,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of calmed down. Resigned himself to the fact that he lost, but I feel that we won, and I think we really won against Hillary. I swear to God.
Well, we couldn't have that.
We could not accept Hillary under any circumstances, but you know.
I think the Democrats made a mistake.
The Democrats made a mistake. They lost the entire House, Senate, and the presidency
by supporting somebody who wanted business as usual
had
a horrible track record.
And not just doing that, but by rigging the whole damn system.
Oh, it was awful.
You know, I swear, you know, Lila said this, and I don't like Bernie anymore anyway, because he screwed everybody over and took the money and ran. But, what she did to him in the primaries and all along. I mean, damn. And for this guy to come out and endorse her, I mean, the guy's a schmuck. The guy's a complete schmuck. He's an idiot. He's a moron.
However,
right?
That isn't
and,
what I said.
But he walked away with $100 million in his pocket, too, so he can't be that much of a moron. But he's not a guy to be trusted on anything.
If he had been genuine, he would have been the candidate that
that
the
everybody,
Democrats
that's right.
should have nominated, and he would have won.
Yeah, I mean, he would have won. Definitely would have won. But, you know, hey, you know, the Democrats tried to play globalists. They tried to play New World Order crap and all the dirty games in the world. And because of that, they lost. And they lost, not only did they lose, unions lost. Everybody lost, okay? And the friggin' Democrats will never be revived.
It's going to take a long time.
I advise the AFL-CIO now to jump after some new and big party and all the unions to get behind some major candidate that, you know, that can really do it, and some honest guy, you know. Damn, have Trump go run or something, you know, somebody honest. But, I mean, questionable about Trump now. He backed Hillary so fast, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's Democrats are losers. Get rid of that party, boys, because you ain't going to, I don't care how much you try. You know, you're not going to resurrect that party.
No.
They're dead. Maybe in Connecticut they're still alive, but they're, because Connecticut people are so tied up with it. Everybody's dependent on a Democratic paycheck somehow. But I tell you, it ain't going to happen anymore. So we're going to have to try it another way. We can still fight for unions, fight like hell for unions, fight for rights, fight for worker rights. But if there's more jobs, then there's more chances for unions.
That's right.
You know, and there's more jobs, you know, there's more chances for prosperity. But, I mean, you know, this state, this idiot that we have as Bubblehead, all right?
In Connecticut.
You know, in Connecticut, I mean, geez, man. I mean,
he doesn't listen to anybody.
You guys are moron. And we got, you know, right now, Massachusetts just legalized. California just legalized. Imagine California just legalized recreational marijuana. I mean, California is the fifth largest economy in the world. All right? Can you imagine now that, God almighty, they'll probably grow to the biggest economy in the world just based on hemp production and marijuana production. I mean, it's completely unbelievable.
Would have been a sensible thing for Connecticut
to allow almost 40 million people the right to have the legal marijuana is going to, you know, just blow up. And then Nevada gave it to her, and Massachusetts, our next door neighbors there, you know. I mean, right across the border, you're going to be able to get in vending machines for crying out loud. You know, but yet you got this bubble-headed idiot who's our governor, and our legislature of morons. They're all, they want another casino.
Yeah.
And what a freaking, you know, let's get a casino. Let's tax let's destroy all the nonprofits in the state, you know. Let's destroy the unions. Let's destroy this, let's destroy that. I mean, what a wonderful goddamn government we have here.
No vision.
No vision whatsoever, but a toilet bowl, man. That's about it. Going round and round and round down the drain. And that's where we're headed in Connecticut, unless we get some other kind of, you know. A friend of mine is also a newspaper editor there. He when he found out I was running for president, he says, "No, Leo, no, you got to run for governor." I said, "Yeah, that's not for 2 more years and too late." He says, "Well, do it in two." He says, "We need another governor." But he's absolutely right. But I'm going for a president. So, but if there's nobody running decent in Connecticut for governor, I'll consider it. You know? 2 more years. But anyway, to make the story short, that's kind of a sad thing. I'm sorry to say, everybody who went with Hillary lost their shirts, and including the mainstream media. Those guys will never
They've lost all
credibility. Nobody's going to listen to those assholes anymore. None, right? Maybe Fox News, you know, but that's about it, because they're the only ones that reported anything straight. Reasonably straight. You know?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. The only one on Fox News who's ticked off about Trump winning is Megyn Kelly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, you know. What the hell? But her little fight with she's looking for more money because they're a little fight with
Roger,
she's a greedy little witch, huh? She's after Ailes now for supposedly
abusing her,
yeah. Okay, well, after her friend just made $20 million going after Ailes, she decided to. And then she knows that that's a good little deal because her salary right now is $15 million a year. Did you know that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and she's holding out for $20 for the contract year.
Why would anybody think she's worth that?
She's not. Well, maybe she is the fox. I don't know. But I don't know why. I wouldn't give her $20 for anything she does. Good Lord. Anyway, on we go. Kachumka's memo to union leadership, FBI investigation shows Clinton did nothing wrong. I'm sorry, folks, but she did everything wrong, you know. She sold you down the drain for $200 million. So she's going to sit back, and if she doesn't leave the country for Dubai, where there's no extradition, she'll be sitting pretty on $200 million either way. That's her net worth and whatever else she took in from the election and all our major donors. So, got no love for that woman. Very glad that Trump won. Sorry, folks, to say, but I'm glad he did. But anyway, saved the country from some major, major crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really good. So, anyway, what else was I going to do? Oh, yeah. I wanted to do this because there was so much stuff that came out today. Oh, my God, my God. Well, let's see. What can we talk about? Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is good. These two idiots are suddenly kissing Trump's ass. Romney and Kasich. Yeah, I love this. I like this article. It's from Truth Feed. There's all kinds of good stuff like this today. Sniveling cowards and never Trumpers, Mitt Romney and John Kasich reach out to Trump. That's too funny. Donald Trump won the 2016 election in an epic and historic victory. He cleaned Hillary's clock. And this is what Trump's electoral map looks like. And it's all red. Everywhere is red, you know. But this looks like a country united. Yeah, it does. United under Trump, doesn't it? Look at that. All those red states, red towns. Trump's victory was a thrashing of the political and media elite. The American people rallied against global stooges like Mitt Romney and John Kasich, two morons who unsuccessfully attempted to stop Trump every step of the way. And these clowns were Republicans, you know?
Yeah.
Kasich did not vote for Trump, opting instead to help Hillary by writing in John McCain's name.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you just vote for Hillary? However, these TWP clowns. I don't know what clowns are changed their tune and tweeted out war congratulations to Donald Trump. Mitt Romney's tweet said, "Best wishes for our duly elected president. May his victory speech be his guide and preserving the republic his arm." What a piece of shit. Sorry, folks. And then John Kasich says, "The American people have spoken, and it's time to come together. Congratulations, President-elect." What a twisted mother he is. Huh? Don't you just love how they're so unctuous, you know, and so easy to... I mean, all they did was try to cut his legs off all through the place, kill him, cut his throat, and yet now that he wins, I hope he pushes them all into the...
Everybody loves a winner.
I hope he throws them all in a pit of fire.
He doesn't get sucked into the mainstream of Republicanism.
Nah, he never will. He's going to kick the assholes out of there. Mm-hmm. No, he will. He doesn't need them. He does not need that party. You know? He's got the people. And you know what? The people are going to be pissed if he doesn't do what they tell him, what he promised.
Mm-hmm.
They will be beyond. I mean, you should see the anger out there today. But anyway, Let us look at something more. Let's see. Yes.
What is this saying? Mitt Romney?
Oh, here. Breaking. Mitt Romney shocked the nation today at look what Trump did to him. Oh, that was what he did. That could be interesting. Well, Mitt Romney was the first guy to come out and try to cut him up.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, Mitt Romney is an embarrassment. He has opposed Trump since the very beginning. He has made himself as toxic of an asset to the American people as Hillary Clinton is. The infamous 47-point video, which sunk Mitt Romney, was just unveiled to be a work of Democratic operatives. This came out yesterday, which, what's this video's proof? Okay, this shows that they were the ones that put it out.
This is an old article.
This is much older than I thought. There's no date on it. So, okay. Well, we can forget that. Romney's a piece of work anyway. Oh, this one was good. This one was so funny. All right.
Mia Brzezinski and.
Yeah. This is a thing of all these bastards that were mainstream that were calling him a loser and really very funny. It's only a few minutes ago, about a minute.
Okay, long. Let's listen.
It was very good though. Okay, ready?
Not only have an impact on this race, but realign the country.
Trump is headed for a historic defeat.
Not only does Florida fall to Hillary Clinton, but this election overall.
This could be tight, or it could be a landslide for Hillary.
Hillary Clinton's going to win in a landslide.
He's going to lose by a landslide.
We could be talking landslide.
The larger the defeat, in a sense, the healthier it will be for the Republican Party.
She's going to have a very good night.
So the technical term for that, if she's anywhere near your prediction, would be blowout.
Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
I give a landslide. I don't know.
You call that a landslide.
I was saying a landslide.
My bad.
That's
you're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now. This is our election now. This is us. This is our country. It's real.
That was none other than the lovable, gracious...
Rachel Maddow.
Rachel Maddow. What a wasted human breath. God almighty. So anyway, we're going to need a refund. I love that. This is the two Saudi princes looking at Hillary saying, hey, we want a refund.
Yeah, all that money we donated.
$25 million. Imagine that.
Good luck, Hillary.
I think this is sort of fun. What was this? If you live in a country where you can be arrested for fishing without a license, but you are not arrested for entering that country illegally, it is safe to say your country is run by a bunch of clowns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hillary and Obama. If you agree, please share this video, which I did. I thought it was a good one. Rob sent that one to me.
Mm-hmm.
This one's good. I would rather be offended by Trump than left for dead by Clinton. Benghazi. What's that, Mitt? Can you say President Trump?
Very cute.
This is so funny.
These are all cartoons.
I don't know if anybody watches Big Bang Theory, but this is a picture of Sheldon. Okay, standing over Obama in the Oval Office, and he's looking at Obama, and he's saying, "You're in Trump's spot." That's an inside joke for Big Bang
Theory. That show, because Sheldon has only a certain place where he likes to sit.
Where he sits.
And nobody else is allowed to
sit
there.
That's his spot, right, yeah. This is good, too. You got Hillary saying, "Assad must go." And Assad turning his ear and going, "What? Who must go?"
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Hillary crying and Assad laughing. That's kind of funny.
Donald Trump wins and the GOP keeps the House and the Senate.
Yeah. And this is their concession speech, which I don't want to hear. This is so bad. You know, the American tragedy, the New Yorker. The electorate has, in its plurality, decided to live in Trump's world of vanity, hate, arrogance, untruth, and recklessness. This is the most vain, arrogant, conceited piece of crap I've ever read, okay? Out of the New Yorker.
I read
the New Yorker. This thing was so long, so long-winded, and so vitriolic toward Trump, it wasn't worth toilet paper, okay? And when I shared this out there, I said, I love Americans, especially Americans who do not read. The New Yorker. This article is proof that The New Yorker is unreadable. Most of its subscribers only look at the cartoons. The rest use it as toilet paper for decorating their bathrooms.
It used to be a very good magazine.
Yeah, this is
the worst. I haven't seen the article, so I can't.
You can't, yeah, but you don't want to. There's nothing.
Well,
it
who
is
wrote
the most.
It?
This guy named David Remnick. But it's the most, yeah, you know, yeah, I don't know how anybody could even, I mean, only the most arrogant, erudite, Trump-hating prick in New York, okay, would enjoy this article. It just was terrible. This is what's happening.
Well, maybe he was bumped from a good room at Trump. At one of the Trump hotels.
Trump kicked them out, yeah. But evicted them. But, I mean, the guy, the thing was so long-winded. And, I mean, it was like thousands of words.
All
where
these
it was
people,
just crap.
I'll leave the country if Trump wins. I wonder if they're going.
Oh, yeah. This is really funny, all these people. Acclaimed singer Barbara Streisand is joining the list of disgruntled celebrities threatening to leave America if Donald Trump is elected president. She made the comments during an interview with Sydney-based journalist Michael Usher. Okay, during the
all this was going on, is there any actual news that happened?
Yeah.
That we
oh,
missed?
Yeah,
Let's
yeah.
So
what
focused
about?
On that.
This is so much fun, though.
I don't care about that.
Oh, yeah. These 23 Hollywood idiots say they leave if Trump wins. They're all going to go to Canada in November.
Yeah. Maybe Canada doesn't want them.
Oh, I want to quit life. Hollywood devastated after Trump's win. Don't you want to read that?
A bunch of drama queens.
I think we should read that. You should read that because you have a dramatic female voice. Here we go. I want to quit life. Okay. Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. All right. Ready? I want to quit life. Hollywood devastated after the Trump win.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, hang on. It's so many damn pictures in here. Okay, you ready for this?
Hollywood celebrities took to social media Tuesday evening, ready to celebrate what initially looked to be a victory for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who led Republican Donald Trump in most polls headed into the election, but were left to vent their frustration and horror when Trump pulled off an historic upset. Many of Clinton's top celebrity supporters, including some who had hit the trail alongside it during the campaign's
closing
stretch.
This is Bob's happy place. This is where Bob fixes stuff. Whether he's rebuilding a small engine or fixing his antique radio, Bob has peace of mind when things work well.
Blow these damn things up in a second. Jeez.
Very annoying.
That's terrible what they do to you.
Anyway,
pop up after pop up.
The celebrities are full of drama.
Close time appeared headed for...
Why Bob upgraded to an efficient boiler. He even got a rebate from National Grid. Now Bob has the peace of mind knowing that his...
I'd like to go to some real news, Leo.
I'm trying to get there. Lila, would you give me a second? I will get there. But I got to get through all these pop-ups.
I'm sick of all these celebrity people.
Okay. Governor is busted in massive voting scheme for Hillary in top swing state. Governor Terry McAuliffe
has granted voting rights to as many as 60,000 convicted felons just in time for them to register to vote. Nearly five times more. What?
Get away a second.
I think we read this anyway.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
previously reported and enough to win the state. But she didn't, obviously, win the state.
I don't know what happened in that state. They didn't really...
Well,
McAuliffe
sought to allow all of Virginia's estimated 200,000 felons to vote, but state court said that each individual felon circumstance must be weighed. To get around that, McAuliffe used a mechanical auto pen to rapidly sign thousands of letters as if they had personally reviewed them, and even though his office was saying the total was 13,000. So he gave him a guy. What he did is he gave him an update. He gave him all a pardon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think they should be allowed to vote if they paid their debt.
Yeah, if they did, but if they didn't, I mean, they got 200,000 of them in Virginia. That's a lot of felons. The Daily Call and News Foundation investigative group has learned that McAuliffe, who managed Clinton's unsuccessful 2008 presidential campaign, turned out five times as many letters before the registration deadline than publicly claimed. Virginia's recent political history has been multiple races that were decided by tiny margins.
Hmm.
In 2014, Senate race, for example, was decided by only 17,000 votes, while the Attorney General's race came down to a mere 165 votes.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing. McAuliffe is a close friend of Hillary and former Bill Clinton.
The GED laundry care.
Even personally guaranteeing a loan for the purchase of their Chappaqua
house
in New York in 1999. They didn't even have enough money to buy their Chappaqua house. They had to get it from McAuliffe. Right? He also served as chairman of the Democratic National Committee, where he was a prodigious fundraiser. The Virginia chief executive claimed to have no idea how felons would vote and said he had never thought about it. Clinton staff emailed him after the 200,000 voters move to the 200,000 voters move to call it a great announcement and set up a call about it. Okay. McAuliffe also did a major favor for the wife of a senior FBI executive who was running for a Virginia legislative seat at the time, and the Bureau was investigating Clinton's use of private email addresses and a homebrew server to conduct the official diplomatic business of the U.S.
Virginia officials expressed surprise. McAuliffe had signed so many more letters than previously reported. Registrars and state legislators told the DCNF that they had no idea, and even offices of the State Board of Elections were kept in the dark. Registrars could look up a felon status one name at a time in the Secretary of the Commonwealth database if they had his or her social security number, but the system didn't display the total number of those restored.
And
LaShonda S. Singleton, spokesman for Virginia's Secretary of the Commonwealth, did not respond to the DCNF's request for the data. After the DCNF asked Claire Bell Wheeler, vice chairman of the Virginia Board of Elections and a Republican, she was told by Edgardo Cortes, commissioner of the Department of Elections, that the total was somewhere between 50,000 and 60,000.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. I mean, just a fraud. Cortes stated that the names were available to the general registrars through the Secretary of Commonwealth website. He stated that numbers were between 50,000 and 60,000 names. He was unable to be more precise. He assured me that the entire 216,000 felons were not sent voter registration cards. He stated that only those who had completed voter registration forms, which were submitted to the general registrars either in paper forms or via the online central portal, were registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
He did not know the number of felons whose rights had been restored who have registered to vote, he said. So in other words, he could have as many as 200,000 people.
Well, they didn't really know.
He could have auto-signed everybody.
And they made sure that nobody had real access to
that. That's right. That's absolutely right. I mean, what fraud. Just fraud. Constant fraud. You know? Damn. These guys are something else. And more is going to come out now after the election to show how much fraud there was. And the only reason he won was because he had a landslide, okay, which
sure.
they didn't
want to talk about.
Didn't want to talk about, right? So, see, exit poll shocker: Trump speeding Hillary by incredible margins in Florida, but I mean 65%.
To 25%.
20. Now that didn't show up in their final tally.
No.
All right, it was a closer call than that. So you know who was rigging the damn things down there? They couldn't rig them enough, you know.
I guess not.
No, I mean 65 or 25. That's exit polls. That's incredible. They're the most accurate, by the way. I don't know if I should. I thought of reading this just to not say. This just to change the subject a little. Or we can come back to this. Let me just get off on some of these things, and then I'll come back to the little astrological information here. Recent polls show Americans want Clinton indicted, then want her to be president.
Well, that's probably true.
That proved to me that was the case. But let me just read this, because I think you'll get an idea, you know. This is from the freethoughtproject.com. But I think you're getting some idea as to what...
When was this article?
October 22nd.
Not too long.
Which is only a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but it tells you the mood of the electorate, no?
Uh-huh.
I mean, they'd rather see her locked up, right? And let's see. Over half of American voters surveyed in a recent poll disagree with the FBI decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton over her email scandals.
Mm-hmm.
A survey of 1,000 likely voters was conducted on October 18th and 19th by the polling company Rasmussen Reports. Voters were asked whether they agreed with the FBI decision not to file criminal charges against Hillary Clinton, despite acknowledging that she had been reckless and potentially exposed classified information to hostile countries. The results were released on Friday. Out of the voters surveyed, 65% broadly agreed that Clinton had broken the law by restoring confidential emails on a private server.
Mm-hmm.
But only 53% believed the FBI should have filed charges, while 39% agreed with the decision not to. When split between Republican and Democratic voters, the survey found that 85% of Clinton supporters stood by the FBI decision not to prosecute.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. However, 92% of Trump supporters disagreed, mirroring the opinion of their candidate, who has been vocal in criticizing Clinton for deleting 30,000 of her emails, 33,000 actually, of her emails, rather than handing them over to the FBI. At one point, he even promised his rival that she would be in jail. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, he did say that. I was hoping he would, but he didn't say that today. If I win, Trump said at the presidential debate held on October 9th, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation. He might still do that. You don't know. You had to say things to make it to avoid any riots, you know, today. But it'd be interesting to see what happens. When asked if the email scandals was important to their vote, 70% of the survey respondents replied that it was, out of which 49% said that it was very important. Only 27% said the issue was not important to them at all. Imagine how stupid that 27% is.
Mm.
Huh? How stupid they are. According to the latest data from Rasmussen Reports, Donald Trump is slightly ahead with a 43-41% margin over Hillary. However,
well, that's all a moot point, yeah.
Yeah. But however, other polls have put Hillary in the lead. That's why I love these. It's only a week ago, you know,
yeah.
And these polls had Hillary in the lead, which is a joke. Even though everybody wanted her indicted, they're in the lead suddenly.
And she couldn't get more than five people for a
rally, yeah. Reuters ISOS poll, a Reuters poll conducted on October 14th to the 20th, gave Hillary 44% support versus 40 for Trump. Right? So all these polls were close, but as it turns out, all the Republicans wanted her indicted. I thought it was cool. I never thought I was a Republican, you know. But I did this back in 1980 with Reagan. It was when I kind of went from, you know, weak-kneed Carter to Reagan, because I he offered something that I mean that to tell you the truth, the 80s were pretty damn good. We got ourselves out of a major recession, and you know, we made some money. The 80s were pretty good until the end of the 80s when Bush came in. But anyway. I don't know whether to take this seriously or not, but almost one quarter of young Americans preferred a giant meteor over either candidate. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
They preferred, almost a quarter of all young Americans preferred a giant meteor over either candidate. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like either one of them.
No, they didn't. And that's part of the whole thing, the problem. But that's okay. Let's move on. Yep, okay, let's see what we got here. There's so much. Oh, here you go. See this one, Lila? You love this one. Miley Cyrus is supporting Hillary because she's shocked at what Trump said. Is fighting hard for women's dignity. She's standing on stage with her tongue out with a huge inflated dildo penis, all right, and voting for Hillary. It's amazing, huh? Yeah. And if Hillary is innocent, why did her staff need immunity deals? Hard to understand that. But anyway, this was a really interesting. Now I'd like to get into some health issues and stuff, but especially since marijuana is legalized in three states now, and well, more states, but you know. This time around was three states. Medical marijuana treatment for lupus.
Yeah. Yeah. How cannabis helps lupus.
Yeah, they can. They're finding that now that they're being able to use in these states where it's legalized, now they can use it for medical research where they couldn't before. You know. Lupus is a chronic. You want to read this?
Sure.
Stay awake for us a little bit. Lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease. In which your body can't tell the difference between viruses, germs, bacteria, and your body's own health tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Read that.
This leads to your immune system creating antibodies that attack and destroy healthy tissue, leading to inflammation, pain, and damage to your body parts. Lupus is caused by flares, where symptoms worsen, and remissions. When symptoms improve. Unlike HIV or AIDS, immune system is underactive. The immune system is overactive in lupus. I didn't know that. Between 1.5 and 2 million Americans live with lupus, and most are women between the ages of 15 and 45. The most severe cases of lupus are found in Asians and African Americans. The most common type of lupus is systems lupus, erythematosus, which attacks several body organs. Drug-induced lupus is caused by using one of over 400 legal prescription drugs. Other types of lupus include cutaneous lupus, which mainly attacks skin and forms a butterfly-shaped rash across the nose, lupus nephritis, which attacks the kidneys, and neonatal lupus, which occurs in babies born to mothers with lupus.
Just hold on 1 second here, so I'll make sure. Okay, I'm sorry.
Symptoms of lupus include pain all over, but focused in hands, fingers, wrists, knees, skin rashes, mouth sores, fatigue, mood change, swelling of hands and feet, nausea, vomiting, depression, anxiety, seizures, fevers, weight loss, chest pain, hair loss, also swollen lymph nodes, anemia, and abnormal heart rate. What is the endocannabinoid system disrupted? How is the endocannabinoid system disrupted in lupus? This is an area of medicine lacking in research. One day, genetic studies will see if mutations in the ECS genes are correlated with lupus because the immune system contains cannabinoid receptors type 2. Endocannabinoids directly influence the immune system. How does cannabis help lupus?
Pain and inflammation are two major symptoms of lupus, and cannabis helps relieve both. Without nasty side effects that prescription medications have, cannabis increases the level of anti-inflammatory protein, interleukin 10, decreases the levels of pro-inflammatory protein, interleukin 2. Cannabis has also been shown to suppress the immune system by activating myeloid-derived suppressor cells. MDSC may help dampen the hyperactive immune system found in lupus. This is good. This is wonderful. That, you know, they have to. This is a pretty long article, but this is interesting too. The strains are best for lupus. What strains are best for lupus? I'm going to recommend this article to everybody. But let's make it easy. Use cannabis cream on your achy joints during the day.
Mm.
Don't worry if you get. It won't get you high. Cannabis cream. Vape cannabis whenever you need pain or other symptom relief. Be safe and don't drive immediately after using your vaporizer. It uses a strain that has THC in it as well. You could get a chemical DUI in many states. Right? Eat an edible at night to help you sleep and relieve pain and inflammation. If you eat it during the day, you may not be able to drive to work.
Hmm.
If you're lucky enough to live in an area where raw cannabis juice is available, drink it as often as you can afford to buy it. If not, try taking an extract with THC and THCA. Right? So this goes on, but I'm going to advise you, everybody, to check this article out. And the United Patients Group is the name of it, name of the website, United Patients Group. Marijuana treatment for lupus. I think that's great. You know, I just, don't you?
Yeah.
I think it's great. Let's see. Now here's a quick little video that talks about an environmental disaster known as south of the equator. Interesting, Lila. You'd probably be interested in this. 15-year-old Memphis teen gets rare perfect score on the ACT test and has a 5.0 GPA.
Reports say that less than one student out of 1,000 will receive a perfect 36 on this college entrance exam annually. However, 15-year-old Dwight Moore
is one of the
exceptions.
Yeah, one of the recipients. And I didn't even think they gave a 5.0 GPA.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's pretty high. Reports. Dwight Moore is just a sophomore and has achieved the perfect score this year. Isn't there more? This article, I thought there was. No, I guess not. I thought there was more to this. It's not. Oh, next page. Okay. The American College Testing Examination is a challenging aptitude test that focuses on mathematics, science, plus advanced language and reading comprehension. Good Lord, I hate these tests. Anyway, this is one of those paginated page that, you know, have 10 million page views for, so you can look at 100 naked women. I refuse to do this to my website. I mean, it may make money, but it's the most annoying thing in the world. Anybody who reads them. Here, Lila. Why is Denmark ranked the happiest country in the world by the UN?
33-hour work week, $20 an hour minimum wage, free university, free health care, and free child care. Very easy.
Make you pretty happy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they put their people first.
$20 minimum wage.
what we need here.
Yeah.
I don't know how they expect people to live on $7 an hour.
Trump's fake accuser ties to Clinton Foundation and the lies. Remember that old lady who accused Trump of molesting her on the plane or in the elevator there? Remember that one? Huh?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Busted. Fake Trump accuser tied to Clinton Foundation and caught in the lie.
The old hag Jessica Leeds, who claims Trump groped her on an...
Who said on the plane? Is she the one?
Yeah. Who claimed Trump groped... God, these pages are so bad. Groped her on the airplane is coming under a great deal of well-earned scrutiny and is being outed by a huge liar and a Clinton operative. As a huge liar, which is what she is. Firstly, she claimed that Trump lifted the arm on a first-class seat and groped her. The problem with that story is the armrests in 1980s plane do not lift. Okay? Did Trump have a hacksaw handy, perhaps? Idiots. Well, next is the lie that the old lady had is with the Clinton Foundation. It's a tie that she has with the Clinton Foundation. She has the same phone number as the Clinton Foundation. When she gives it to the media. Jessica Leeds accused Trump, but who is Jessica Leeds? Weaponized autism, Podesta email 6, okay, this is her tag. But anyway. That's so much for her. So she's a fake, and so are most of Trump's accusers, fakes. Both women accusing Trump of sexual assault are Hillary Clinton supporters. Isn't it ironic that only 3 weeks before the presidential election, two women came forward? All right? And it's really, really amazing. And they're both tied to the Clinton people. So that's the way it is, folks. Sorry to say. Let's see. I thought this was interesting. Now, this came up a couple of days before the election, and this is, you want to talk about polls. This is probably closer, this poll here that was taken I'll tell you in a second. But he came up with Trump at 315 delegates, Hillary at 200 delegates, all right? And Trump actually came up with 276 delegates, I think. She came up with 218. But this poll... was politicalcult.com, and I think it's important to see this because this came out talk about how these polls were all skewed for Hillary, and they weren't accurate at all. Politiculture, and I'm trying to find a date on this thing because that was just yesterday. It was posted yesterday, November 8th. Electoral college map, okay? Like I said, again, it shows Trump at 315 and Hillary at things. Now, it says the polls we've been fed showing Hillary Clinton winning the election aren't accurate.
Sure.
According to an independent group that's factoring in additional elements of the race. As of now, Real Clear Politics has Hillary leading the race with an average AL of the leading polls. When they average all the leading polls, rather. They show her starting out with a guaranteed 203 electoral votes to Trump's 164, then show her winning key battlefields to get her to 270 and take home a victory. But they're dead wrong. What they're failing to account for are the percentage of white voters relative to other voting groups, the fact that Republicans are turning out in higher numbers than 2012, and the number of Democrats crossing party lines to vote Trump, also known as the Trumpocrats, and how many first-time voters will be casting a ballot for the billionaire. When these things are factored in, Trump wins with a wide margin. In fact, you could even call it a landslide. There you go, folks. So, here are the best results for key states. North Carolina, up 9%. Now, this was the day before the elections.
Wow.
Florida, Trump was up 6.7%. Colorado, Trump was up 5.9%. Pennsylvania, Trump was up 3.3% over Hillary. New Hampshire, Trump was up 2.9. Now, that was on the 8th, okay, when these polls came out. And let's see. Nevada, he was up about half a point. But I believe he won Nevada. Yes, he did. And anyway, so all these, the only states she won Washington State, Oregon, she won California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was surprised. But she won New Mexico, Illinois. Did she win Michigan? Oh, no. Yes, she did win Michigan, actually. He won Michigan. And he won Indiana, and he won... the only places I think he lost out on were New York and all the blue states, you know, New York, Mass, Maine, even. But, you know, but those polls were all skewed, and this proved it. This is one of the most accurate polls, if you will. But anyway, we only got a few more minutes, and I wanted to bring this up. Oh, yeah. Chelsea Clinton used foundation money for her wedding, Lila.
Make it easy, huh?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. They were complaining about Trump using money for his 6-foot picture or something. But I don't know. Can I tell you? Okay. And. And here's a quote by the face of Jackie Chan, who I always like. But he's holding his head and he's going, I don't know what's worse, a Hillary supporter that doesn't know all of the shit she's done, or one that doesn't care. I'll tell you, that's the way it ended, man. That's the way it ended. And, amazing. Oh,
has he ever showed up like, I forgot what I was going to ask.
Right. Let me bring this up. Harvard study confirms fluoride reduces children's IQ.
Yeah, we've heard articles like that. No, not this particular one, but that's been in and out of the focus.
We only got 3 minutes left, so.
It does cause side effects. I mean, you're taking something, it's going to do something to your body.
Well, fluoride is officially classified as a neurotoxin in the world's most prestigious medical journal. Yeah. So, if they rank it as a neurotoxin, why is it in our water supply? Voluntarily in our water supply. The movement to remove industrial sodium fluoride from the world's water supply has just grown in recent years, with evidence coming out against the additive from several sources. Now a report from the world's oldest and most... these pop-up ads just destroy every kind of thing you get. In the same category as arsenic and lead, okay, and mercury. Man, that's pretty cool, huh? Yeah. Yeah, we've been washing our teeth with arsenic, poisonous stuff. Okay, now a report in the world's oldest and most notorious medical journal. This is in the same category as arsenic, lead, and mercury. The news was broken by author Stem Smile, who cited a report published in The Lancet Neurology, volume 13, issue 3, in the March 2014 edition by authors. By authors, Dr. something or other, and these bastards are doing it to me again. Jesus. Yeah, they're throwing these pop-ups.
All kinds of stuff. Boy, it's really hard to get slugged through your sight.
You can't even knock these bastards out of here either, because see how they take over the whole page?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good God. I mean, for anybody who's, you know, this is HuffPost, and I hardly ever read it because it's so full of shit. Not only the articles crap, but they have a million pop-ups and a million crappy ads that distract from it. So it's just a horrible thing. Well, I'll end on this. Michelle Obama stated, "The way Trump speaks about women is disgusting. It sounds much better when rapped by my friend Jay-Z, the ex-crack dealer." Yeah, this is fun. She didn't really say that. She did say, "The way Trump speaks about women is disgusting." However, her friend Jay-Z talks about women in a lot less. Do you know they paid, Hillary Clinton paid Beyonce and Jay-Z $62 million for a Cleveland concert to secure black votes last week? Imagine that. Huh? Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll end on that note. They honestly paid those two, Jay-Z and Beyonce, $62 million to make an appearance and all the little concert. What a freaking payday for those people. And what a stooge. And what a waste of money she lost anyway. anyway. I'll leave you at that. I want to thank you so much for listening tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show. I want you to go refer you to my website, lasteelshow.org. You can also hit listen live when you get on the front page there and hear the show over or any other show. We now have 1,250 shows. I think 1,250 shows now on archive. So going back to, quite a ways, covering a couple of, let's see, we covered the 2004, 2008, and 2012, as well as the 2016 presidential elections. And on my archives on that website, we have all of my articles and shows and everything going back all those years. So it's a real warehouse and archive of history and political talk, and thousands and thousands and thousands of reported reports on environmental, politics, social, those kind of things. So with that, I'm going to leave you, and I'm going to thank you for joining me, and Lila can thank you too if she wants to. Say thank you, Lila.
I certainly do, and I say good night to folks at home. And take a good rest.
And cheer up. Trump will probably be a pretty good.
Yeah. So we don't have to see too much material. And no more voting ads. Yay.
Yeah.
No more candidate ads.
Yeah, I suspect he'll be pretty interesting guy.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, have a pleasant evening, and good night, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And
somebody trying to get you?
Yeah, John, I think it's Kathy. So hang on one second. Have a good evening. I'm going to play us out here.